This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Cameron Foer, and he is the president of Fidelis Cybersecurity, found at fidelissecurity.com. And this is a company that is very proactive at getting you one step ahead of the next threat. Cameron, welcome to the hot seat today.
Yep, thanks, Gary. Really appreciate being here.
So there's a lot of buzzwords in the industry, MDR, XDR, deception technology, endpoint security, cloud security. You do it all. You do a lot of that.
We do a lot. So Fidelis has been around for a little while, so we have a really rich solution. We grew up as an NDR company. We also have a very strong network DLP capability. But we've expanded over the years our solution set, and so we fit very, very well into the XDR framework.
What does XDR mean to you? Is it the next generation of EDR? Is it slowing down the breach by adding deception? Because I haven't heard of a lot of XDR vendors using deception.
So we look at deception as really as a capability or enhancement to our NDR capability. So creating a virtual network where threat actors can be found. They're going to be taking actions on virtual nodes and virtual network traffic, and so we'll detect anomalies that way. So it's really an extension of what we do. I think that whole market is changing rapidly, but we're seeing a lot of traction in it right now, and it does really help us get in the door and differentiate our network solution. But I look at XDR, extended detection response, it really fits in well with what we at Fidelis do. So we're here to help you not only detect intrusions, but also actively respond to them. And so that's what we call ourselves, an active XDR company. So we're helping you take a proactive approach to your cyber defense. And so giving you those response capabilities.
Yeah, Cameron, a proactive approach. You have developed your own endpoint technology and network eavesdropping or auditing. Can you explain a little bit of how you do what you do?
So we are a network detection response company who's added additional capabilities throughout the year. So about 4 years ago, we made an acquisition of a forensic and incident response solution for endpoint. So it's an EDR solution. We sell it often with our network capabilities. And so a lot of the data that's coming in from those endpoint agents is being fed into our network response solution. And so if you think about how we're helping our customers solve their issues, we're really giving them a full picture or visibility into their network. And when I say network, I mean, the cloud, their email, web traffic, as well as their core data center networks. A lot of capabilities in one package. It's also, I think it has a much richer data set than most solutions that you see in the industry. So we were really developed around threat hunting, and helping people search throughout their network, understand when an actor got into the network, seeing all the actions they took, the files they opened, the files that left the network, and then also letting them respond. And so we're triaging that information, and we're giving them appropriate responses to pursue.
Cameron, are you finding business email compromise is the latest threat, or ransomware, or zero-day malware, or hackers breaking in to find an identity because of identity and access management issues, now that a lot of folks have moved to SaaS in the cloud and remote telecommuting?
So we're seeing, tons of phishing attacks. We're helping our customers also deal with insider threat. That's actually a very active area for us. And ransomware as well. So there's a number of the use cases that people buy us for.
And when you say people, are these small businesses, medium government agencies, Fortune 1000? Who's
great,
buying?
Great question. Yeah. So Fidelis has always been focused really for the experienced buyer, the buyer who's making a true investment in their security stack. So the typical customer is either a government entity, whether it's in the U.S. or international government, foreign government. And that might be in their defense department, could be in their central bank. We cover a number of different sectors for many governments around the world. We also serve a lot of the Fortune 500 in the United States, so including some of the Fortune 10. Traditionally, it's a company that's got a lot of IP or it's sort of highly regulated industry, for example, might be another area where they're very willing to do break and inspect. They really want to have granular information. What's taking place in the network or what took place in the network. We can store the data for quite a long time. And we typically have, pretty technical buyers. So because just of the richness of the product. It's not really just telling them about what has happened, but really, you know, what's happened, what's happening currently, and how do you respond to it.
Now, are you kind of like an outsourced SOC or an MSSP or a little bit different?
No, we're a little different. We're giving you the tools for that SOC analyst to manage their own network. And we also supply MDR vendors or an MSSP. We don't provide those services ourselves. Yeah, so we're truly a software provider.
So if somebody wants to manage the software themselves, you give them like that one awesome pane of glass, I would assume.
Exactly. Yeah. and we'll train them as well, and we'll help them do a rule configuration and other things, give them those threat, you know, those constant threat feeds. So we're arming them and we're training them how to do it if they're interested in, you know, using our services there, but we're not performing that function for them. Yeah.
And what kind of endpoints are we protecting? And are there certain cloud platforms with your cloud security solution, or are you covering the gambit?
Yep. So we have a couple of different cloud security solutions, but we do cover all the major cloud platform vendors. So Azure, AWS, you know, Google, et cetera. On the endpoint side, you know, it's a long list. We can go through it with you, but it's, you know, laptops, different types of phones, et cetera. But it's pretty expansive and it's constantly evolving. I mean, it's an area of investment for us.
So you make your own endpoint security and you're also using deception. I would assume you're catching a lot of bad guys who think that they've already breached your clients, but they're busy in a honeypot.
Yeah, that's sometimes the case. Yeah, definitely is. And that's the design of the product, right? To create that terrain. An expanded terrain to get better intelligence on that. So, but we also just, you know, we regularly are, and I think many vendors experience this too, but we're pulled in for a POC and we'll identify international, you know, governmental actors as well as, you know, ransomware groups, et cetera, inside their networks.
Now, is that because of your software? Does that include a threat hunting team?
We have our own threat hunters, but it's really because of the type of collectors we have. Example, and the sensors we have. So we're looking at every packet, for example, and we're inspecting every piece of data going across the network.
Are you doing that through tapping or spam ports, or is it an inline solution or optionally either or?
Yep, it's either or either or, yeah.
And did you ever deploy this with the sensors as hardware, or is it virtual machines that get spun up or mixed?
Yeah, we do it both ways. So we're really trying to serve the customer where they are in their journey, you know, their security journey. So we have some customers who, because of the throughput that they're running through their network, need to use our sensor hardware. We also sell our sensor software on a VM solution they can run in their own data center, on their own servers, et cetera. Or in the cloud. Yeah.
Who's too small for Fidelis cybersecurity? Would SMB be off the radar for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, a small enterprise or a SMB business would be too small for us. That would really be perfect for an MDR vendor that we might work with. And we do have MDR partners that we go to market with. So if we find someone who needs the data and the granularity we provide and the insight and visibility, then we'll work with an MDR partner to provide the solution. But typically, we want to have a client who's going to get a lot of value out of our solution. That really requires them to make the investment in having a SOC team.
Do you generate reports that you kind of anonymize to share with all your clients on the latest threats? I think there's a force multiplier by having so many clients and most of them under attack.
That's a great question. I think it's interesting. We'll see where the industry is going. There's a lot of talk around that. There's also, when you get down to brass tacks, a lot of people don't want to share, you know, that data yet. So we do have a lot of reports that we can provide our own clients, and we're moving towards a model, or we're talking to them at least about what's the potential to share intelligence across groups, at least within the same vertical. But that's not something we're doing right yet. Now we are, you know, we are collecting that information and putting into our threat reports. And so that's, we're sharing what we're seeing there, but that's in a different format and it's totally anonymized.
Got it. So our viewers and listeners can go to fidelissecurity.com and take a look at some of the latest threat reports.
We publish a threat intel newsletter very regularly. So we include a lot of that information there. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Is there anything you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered so far?
No, I actually think I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Fidelis. We're experiencing a lot of growth right now. So we've had a great Q1. I think part of it is, frankly, you know, obviously the conflict in Ukraine is highlighting the potential of cyber attacks across, you know, infrastructure as well as businesses. We've all seen it before, but it's really, I think there's a lot of pent up buying demand right now, especially internationally. But that's also permeating the U.S. So we're seeing strong traction. We do think we have a great solution. We look to work with other vendors in the industry, but we have a lot of capabilities ourselves. And so, you know, we're willing to engage and show a potential customer what we can do.
Do you have connectors so that if someone has their own other pane of glass that they want to collect yes. information, their own SIEM SIM store, they can yeah. leverage that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We work well with others, Gary.
That's important. Especially yeah, at your level and what you guys do. Yeah. So folks, and Cameron Ford, you are the president of a really cool company, Fidelis Cybersecurity, which is found at fidelissecurity.com. And folks, yes. I recommend if you want to have the next gen of proactive cybersecurity from the cloud to the network to the endpoint, this is the company to check out.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.